Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest from across the pond is Victoria Redshaw, who's a trend forecaster with Scarlet Opus. Victoria, how you doing?
I'm good, Kemp. Nice to speak to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. As I said, you're over in the United Kingdom. You've been involved with the Surfaces Expo for about 4 years now. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about the Opus Group?
Well, Scarlet Opus is a trend forecasting agency. We're based in the UK, but we work internationally. And basically, we're working with manufacturers, retailers, interior designers, product designers, and the media who are involved specifically in the interiors sector. So that can be anything from wallpaper to carpet and everything in between. And we provide them with information about the colors, the patterns, the materials, the shapes, the products and styling that are going to be desired by consumers in the future. And when I say in the future, I'm talking about 2 years in advance, what the design trends are going to be.
Mm-hmm. I've made fun of this before, but I call you the crystal ball group, because to know what's going to go on, I guess you do have some science behind what you're talking about, and it's probably would be interesting and a neat study to look at what you thought was going to happen and then what actually happened. Since you're still in business, you must have some accuracy in what you do.
Absolutely, we do. It is scientific as a process. It is like an equation that has a reasonably guaranteed outcome. We do incredible amount of research and translation and analysis of hundreds and hundreds of pieces of information, and we bring that all together in order to make our forecasts. And yes, you're quite right. If we weren't really good at this, then we would be found out in a year or 2 years' time, because the forecast just wouldn't come to fruition. And the fact that when we go to Surfaces, Scarlet Opus will have been in business for 10 years, kind of gives you an idea of how good we are at doing what we do.
So let's talk quickly about Surfaces and then talk about what you think is going to happen on the horizon. I know that relationship with them have been 4 years now. You started out just, I think, doing a seminar, and they liked what they saw, and they've added some things. I think you're in charge of the Trends Hub and Designer Day, both of which Floor Focus sponsors. Tell us a little bit about both of those activities.
First of all, thank you for that sponsorship. And yes, we are involved in a huge amount of trend events this time around. There's two designer days, which is a real development for the show. And we are going to be delivering two trend seminars on Tuesday, the 29th of January at 8 a.m. We'll give the first trend seminar. It lasts for an hour and a half, and that's going to have a hard product surface focus. So we're going to be looking at the trends for 2013 and 2014 and the influence that they'll have and how that can be translated into hard surfaces. And then on Wednesday, the 30th of January, again at 8 o'clock for an hour and a half, we will look at those trends again for 2013 and 2014, but with a soft product focus. And straight after both of those seminars, we're also leading the speed trending tours. So on Tuesday, that starts at 9:45. And it lasts for 2 hours this time around. So we're going to be looking at the hard product exhibitors who really have the most interesting, the most innovative, the most thought-provoking, the most forward-thinking products at the show. And then again on Wednesday, starting at 9:45 again for 2 hours, we'll be leading the trend tour for the soft exhibitors, so the soft product exhibitors that really are showcasing the most interesting products that connect with the trends that we have in the Trends Hub. So the best of the best, if you only had a couple of hours to see the show, these are the real gems and the products that we believe are the must-sees that mustn't be missed. But it all connects in with the Trends Hub, as you rightly said. This is going to be the third year now that we've created and curated the Trends Hub, so we're really excited about doing that.
So the Trends Hub is right off the main aisle, just back behind Beaulieu and in front of Mannington on the show floor upstairs. But if they just want to go and see what you're doing on the floor, can they just meet you at the Trends Hub?
You know, they can.
Yeah.
And the great thing about the Trends Hub this time around is, as well as actually exhibiting the trend boards and lots of information that's going to be displayed there and color palettes, etc., to give you a really good grasp of what to look out for over the next 1 or 2 years, every single day we're also going to be giving mini in-the-hub talks. So if you don't get the opportunity to come to the seminar and you don't get one of the 40 or so coveted places on that speed trending tour, then each day we're going to be giving these mini talks where either Shelley Pond, our creative director, or myself will be on the hub for 10 or 15 minutes, and we'll explain the trend boards to you, we'll look at the colors, and we'll give you some insights into those coming trends. There's going to be a schedule that will be printed up next to the hub, so you'll be able to see when to come along.
So if you want to do the tour, you need to get signed up. All right, let me ask you this. You're taking people around and you're showing them what's caught your eye. So this is not something where somebody is, I'm going to pay a fee, it's a sponsorship, and therefore I'm going to talk about you. This is where you're actually going around before the show starts or talking to all these exhibitors, and you personally are picking these things and then pointing them out to your audience. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. There's no money that's been involved here. These aren't people that have persuaded through monetary or other means to have a space on that tour, and we're only picking 9 or 10 exhibitors for each of the tours. Shelley and I have been to the websites of all of the exhibitors, as we always do, and we've looked through their product through that format initially to try to identify product and companies that really tie in with the trends that we're showing in the Trends Hub or the other coming trends that we're aware of, or there's something special and innovative about the product offer. Once we've identified those companies and we've looked at the websites, then we make contact directly with those companies and we ask to see images of the products they're going to be taking to get more information, the real detail behind their product creations. And yes, in advance of the show actually opening, Shelley and I will then go and see those companies' booths, see the product in real life, get familiar with how it's laid out on the hub so we can give the really very best introduction to those companies that we can to the delegates who are on that trend tour.
One last thing, just for the interest of our audience, I know that you've now looked out 2 years in advance. You're making some calls about, you know, what some of the fashion trends are. You know, it's interesting. I've asked you this question before. You do this globally, and, you know, the U.S. is coming out of the recession with a little bit of growth, and yet Europe, I was just over there, is still flat at best and in a decline in certain regions, especially in southern Europe. You would think that would have an effect and make it different in one place versus another. Somehow you manage that, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think that the mood in society over in America is that different than the mood that we have in the UK when it comes to a financial situation, when it comes to politics, for example. So I think that because the research that we do is international, we're looking at international events, we're looking at film releases, we're looking at architectural projects, we're looking at hundreds of different types of areas and the events that are scheduled and that are planned in for the next couple of years, it means that our forecasts are international. What we need to do is make translations to take into account the culture and to take into account the climate, but broadly speaking, forecasts for the trends, they're the trends, and that's it. That's absolutely international. You're absolutely right.
Okay, so just real quickly, what are some trends we're going to see in the future?
Huge return to pattern, which is wonderful to see, and a real historical reference point from inspiring point of view, from an influential point of view. We're seeing lots of old world patterns coming through. There's some Art Nouveau that we see coming through as a real move on of what was happening with Art Deco as well, but all sorts of historical periods that are really having a key influence. So we see the continuation of Baroque. We see real ornateness and a real embracing of luxury and really falling back into the arms of a much more sumptuous style. And really, I guess that's an antidote to the economic crisis and to all of the difficulties that we've been having and the much more austere style that we've been encouraged to adopt. So that's one of the first things, lots more rich colors coming through there. We also see a real aged aesthetic, that there's a real beauty in appreciating things that are imperfect, surfaces that have been worn, that have been eroded, that show real character. So this is about a patina and an aged quality to them. So we'll see a lot of that coming through. There are also elements that have futuristic and scientific qualities that are very interesting. We see a move on of how we work with neons, how we begin to work with diffused pastels, how we work brighter colors together with paler colors and really create a way that it's easy to live with those color palettes. So there's a lot going on, all of which we'll be displaying on the Trends Hub at Surfaces, and all of which we'll be talking about not only in our seminars but on those Live in the Hub talks.
Okay, now I know you personally take some of these trends to heart and actually have changed the color of your hair occasionally based on these future trends. What color hair do you have this year?
Well, you know, that's absolutely true, and is so perfect this time around because we're starting to see lots of furniture designers working with blonder woods. Uh-huh. And so in order to celebrate that, I've gone blonder.
Well, Victoria, I look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks. Again, we've been talking to Victoria Redshaw with Scarlet Opus, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.